You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors who care for people with cancer. Today, we'll discuss getting a second opinion when making cancer treatment decisions. After a diagnosis of cancer, it's helpful to get advice from more than one oncologist. This is called a second opinion. Getting a second opinion is a common practice. An opinion from another doctor can give you more information about your cancer diagnosis and treatment options. Research about the best ways to treat cancer is constantly changing, so it's important to find a doctor who has knowledge and experience about your type of cancer. It's most common to seek a second opinion right after a diagnosis of cancer and before you start treatment. Getting a second opinion before starting cancer treatment will give you additional information that will help you choose a treatment plan. First, it can confirm the diagnosis. Second, it can give you more details on the specific type and stage of cancer and how that may affect the treatment options. Third, it can give you more opportunities to talk with specialists who have experience treating this type of cancer. And fourth, it can provide you with information about clinical trials. A clinical trial is a research study involving people often aimed at finding new treatments. This is especially true if the doctor providing a second opinion works with a major cancer center. Before you search for a doctor, find out if your insurance provider will pay for a second opinion. Most insurance companies pay for a second opinion when cancer is suspected or diagnosed. In fact, some insurers may even require one before treatment begins. Be sure to ask if you need to select from a specific group of doctors. In choosing a doctor for a second opinion, look for an oncologist who specializes in your type of cancer. To find a doctor, ask your primary care doctor or people with a similar cancer. You may also want to contact your local hospital or cancer center. To find out about free databases where you can search for a doctor online, visit www.cancer.net. And feel free to talk with your current oncologist about seeking a second opinion. Most doctors understand the value of a second opinion and will not be offended when patients want one. What's more, your doctor may be able to suggest another expert for you to talk with. Once you've scheduled an appointment for a second opinion, remember to bring your medical records, including all test results. Often this will help avoid repeat testing. It may also help to bring a notebook to write down the doctor's recommendations. And you may want a close friend or family member there to help remember the information. Don't be afraid to ask questions or to ask the doctor for more detail. Getting a second opinion about your cancer diagnosis and treatment options can provide valuable information. The more you know about your diagnosis, the more comfortable you'll feel about your healthcare decisions. For more information, visit www.cancer.net. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.